we present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday. In June 1942, two German U-boats headed quietly into American waters, aimed at two isolated beaches. On board each craft was a team of four men, eight specialists, primed for an audacious mission, codenamed Operation Pistorius. But neither team knew of another passenger with an even greater mission that could shake the world. He was the Ninth Man. The Ninth Man. A chilling story based on historical fact by John Lee and dramatized for radio in 25 episodes by Victor Max.
Seems to be giving a bit of trouble every now and then. Have to have it repaired when we get if we get home. Seems senseless to risk such a valuable fighting machine like the U-202 on a mission like this, running her into shallow waters so close to the American shore batteries, just to deposit a handful of these crooked dagger people. Friday, 12th June 1942. I won't forget it in a hurry. This one on the bridge with me, Dietrich, calls himself, so unlike the other four, masquerading as a U-boat officer instead of openly identifying himself with them. Secretive. Their far man. The man who rides alone. Fett and seltsam. Can't even speak decent German. Terrible accent. Like one of those American frontier bad men in the carne western. Hard. Seldom even smiles. The professional wanderer, a Landstreicher, but cold and ruthless. A zebra standing among horses notes he doesn't belong. Ah, this is it. Close, she can go.
Stop, agents!
Herr Dietrich, does this satisfy you?
Where are we?
We should be off East Hampton. It's difficult to tell in this fog.
How far?
300 yards, perhaps 400. It's the best I can do. The crew are lifting up the cases of explosives. We'll have the boat inflated and ready to go very shortly. Perhaps you should return to your quarters and gather your belongings.
There's plenty of time. I won't land until the other four are off the beach.
Herr Dietrich, would it not be possible for you to make yourself known to the others and accompany them? My craft is extremely vulnerable in these waters. I would like to get you all unloaded in one trip and get out of here.
I understand your concern.
But I have my orders.
Yeah. Yeah. Orders. Very well. I'll summon the others, get them started. With luck, my men and I can still reach deep water before daybreak.
Number one.
Yes, sir?
Tell our boat passengers it's time to disembark and get them up here on deck as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
I will have to attach a line to the boat so we can haul it back. In this fog, the crewmen will never be able to find their way. Excuse me, Herr Dietrich. I must ask you, do you intend to use these four men and the men from the U-584 for whatever it is that you have been ordered to do?
It is possible. I may.
Then permit me another question. A clarification. I've been instructed to rendezvous here with you in 3 weeks. But nothing else says about these men. Nor the ones from the U-584. Will they be with you?
No, I will be alone.
Oh. Are they to die, then?
Not necessarily. They may. We all may.
Then what? Have they other missions as well?
That isn't your province, Captain. You are to put us ashore and return in 3 weeks for me. Nothing else concerns you.
I see. Well, we will, of course, follow our orders. I should speak to the men before they disembark. It's my duty as captain. You may wait up here on the bridge if you wish.
No, I'll come with you.
You will? Why? I thought you preferred to remain unknown to them.
Yes, but I will see them as a U-boat officer. I want them to encounter me this one time, so they will remember me later.
I see. All right, as you wish. Let's go down then. Different they look now that they are here, nervous, slightly smaller in stature, perhaps, than they were a few days ago. I wonder what they are doing here, who they are.
George John Dash, 39 years old, team leader, spent 19 years in the United States, many of them in New York City. English, very near perfect.
Ernst Peter Berger, age 35, naturalized American citizen. Served with the National Guard in both Michigan and Wisconsin. Machinist by trade. An expert on fuses and timing devices.
Richard Quirin, 34. Lived in the United States for 12 years. Worked as a maintenance man and as a house painter during the Depression years.
Heinrich Ham Henk, age 34. First entered the U.S. illegally in 1927. Joined the German-American Bund in 1934. Became a Nazi Party member when I returned to Germany in 1939. Expert with high explosives.
You are the team leader, I understand.
Yeah.
Your crates have been loaded. Have you the rest of your gear?
Our money is here in this briefcase. Our clothing is all here in this other bag. And we each have a few $100 in case we should get separated on the beach.
Gentlemen, I do not know the details of your mission, nor do I really want to know. But the Fatherland has seen fit to jeopardize two of her valuable U-boats to land you and your compatriots here and in Florida. So, I must assume that your mission is vital to the conduct of the war. Whatever it is, do it well. Give the men of the U-202 who brought you here reason to be proud.
Thank you, Herr Kapitän.
You are aware that you are to remain in New York until you receive instructions.
Yeah, I am.
Then watch it carefully. You may receive word in the next week or so.
Yeah.
My two crewmen are already in the dinghy waiting to row you ashore. It's time to move.
I want them back here on board as soon as possible. We haven't much time. Get going, quickly.
Right. Come on.
They're frightened, 33.
Or wouldn't be?
I would think that any man must hesitate before stepping over such a threshold. It's a ticklish journey, infiltrating an enemy country in time of war.
Yes, quite so. I'll go below now and collect my equipment.
Yeah, good. I intend to put to sea within the hour, no matter what happens.
His mission is. The others, straightforward, down to earth, good Germans, all of them. Curious about the mission, but proud, asking questions, joking with the crew, even explaining many of the odd technical devices in their four crates of explosives. One of the crew even reported that they had shown him $90,000. Vast sum. Yeah, good men. Dedicated. They would have to be with that much money.
But this water is cold. Three crates up in the dunes and one to go. Only a few more minutes and we can get back to the U-boat. What are you doing?
I'm trying to make some money.
What are you talking about?
This.
Sand?
Yeah, sand. American sand. From an American beach. I can sell this back on the U-202. A couple of pocketfuls will go a long way.
Right, we're ready for the last crate.
Good. Here it is. I put the bag with the clothes on top. As soon as you and the others have changed, stuff the uniforms inside with mine and bring it back so we can get these submariners off the beach.
I shouldn't be more than a couple of minutes.
Don't be. We don't know how long it'll be before the fog lifts. Come on, Berger. Where are you? The blazes can be keeping him. How long is it? 3-4 minutes?
About four, I think. Oh, no. Look. Over there. To the right. Someone's coming, carrying a torch.
Him. You're right. He's only about 40 feet away.
Quick, into the boat.
You'll have to shove off. The fog will cover you. I'll help you. Get back up to the left. If only we'd seen that light a few seconds earlier, I could have made it to the dunes. We must have heard something. He's quite close already. We'll just have to try and bluff it out.
Hey, hold on there. What's going on? Who are you? Come on, fella, speak up. Who are you?
A fisherman. I'm a fisherman from Southampton. I got lost in this damn fog and ran aground back up there.
Oh, fisherman, you had me worried for a moment. Where's your boat? You want some help?
Oh, there is nothing one can do at this hour. I'll just wait here on the beach till daylight, then I'll be all right.
The sun won't be up for another 4 or 5 hours. Maybe you'd better come back up to the station with me. You can wait there till sunrise.
Station?
Yeah, Coast Guard station. At the Mangelset. Don't you know where you are?
Of course. It's just the fog. I lost my bearings. I thought I was closer to East Hampton.
No, you're off about 3 miles. Come on, I'll take you back with me. It's only half a mile down the beach.
Well, no, I can't go with you.
Why not?
I don't want to stray too far from my boat.
Look, the rest of my patrol's waiting for me back up there. They'll think it funny if I don't bring you with me. We've been getting a lot of rumors about black marketeers out here, and some of the boys are kind of suspicious and trigger-happy. You know what I mean?
Well, I really can't go with you. You see, I don't have a fishing permit yet. Your superiors might make it difficult for me. You understand? It could present problems. Fishing's my livelihood. If they catch me working without a permit, they might...
Shut up, you fool! Get back to the others and wait!
Oh, yeah, you're sure?
Listen, boy, do you have a mother?
Oh, yeah, sure.
A father?
Yeah.
Well, good. Think about them while I make myself clear. I would hate to have to kill you, but I won't hesitate if necessary. You don't seem to recognize the danger you've stumbled into. You were talking about black marketeers, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we are, black marketeers. And that's the way I want it to stay. You understand?
Yes, I...
Here. Here's $300. Forget what you saw here.
I can't take that.
Take it. Take it and have some fun. Go on. I'm not playing games. Now, don't mention this to your friends back there. Because if you do, we'll find you. We live in Southampton, remember? And that's not far from here. If word ever reaches us that you have said something to anyone else, we will come to a maggot set and kill you. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Well, what's it going to be?
I never saw you before in my life.
That's a good boy. Now you go back to your friends and make it clear that there's nothing wrong here. That must be the end of it.
Yes, sir. Not a word. Hell, I don't know. I was walking down the beach about 20 minutes from here, taking it easy. Fog's pretty thick. When I saw this movement, I couldn't quite make it out. Just a flicker through the fog. I can't be sure, but it seemed like 3 men. They were carrying some big, bulky thing. Could have been a boat of sorts. And then they disappeared into the fog. Then this one fella appears, large as life, and just stands there at first. A guy maybe 35, 40, sort of long, horsey face, sandy hair, streaked with grey. It seemed as though he'd come out of the water. Scared the daylights out of me at first. Must have realized I wasn't armed. Then this other fella came along, pulling some sort of bag. Said something in a foreign language. I couldn't be sure.
Should have killed that little Schweinhund. You should never let him go.
He had companions waiting up the beach. I couldn't take the chance.
You let him bluff you. There were no others. You would have heard them.
Like you heard him when he stopped me on the beach. He was right under your noses and you didn't even know it. Let's get one thing clear. And you in particular, Heinrich. You know the orders. From now on, no one is to speak a word of German. For 5 months we've trained and avoided speaking it. One slip and it could sink us.
I'm sorry. It was mainly my fault. I saw the two of you on the beach talking, and with the fog and everything, I just assumed that he was one of the sailors. I deeply regret the error.
It doesn't matter now. I gave him some money. He'll keep quiet. Anyway, what's done is done.
I still say it would have been better if we killed him.
Shut up. Do exactly what I tell you. And right now, that's to keep digging. As it is, your accent isn't too good. The less you have to say, the better. Our main concern at the moment is to get these crates buried. Not even you can argue about that, Hank. 4 crates of explosives, timing devices, detonators. Enough for 2 years' assault on America's industrial might. But if I give you half a chance, you're capable of ruining the operation with your insubordination. Why couldn't I have men who listened, use their brain, do as they were told? Even before we left, he was sucking up to Kappa, blabbing about some Bundist friend on Long Island he wanted to contact for help. When it's obvious to anyone with a brain in his head that no one in the U.S. can be trusted, not even Bundists. Well, for better or worse, Hank, I must get everyone to safety somehow. Long Island, with its 118 miles of beach. Where the hell are we? What was it that Coast Guard boy said? A Mangan said. 3 miles from East Hampton? But to which side of East Hampton? Well, no matter. The Montauk Road must run parallel to the beach, somewhere to the north. All we have to do is walk north. When we finished here, then turn. There must be a station in the road somewhere. I wonder about that kid, shining his blasted torch right in my face. He must have had a good long look. Maybe Hank was right. Maybe I should have killed him. He'd have no trouble in recognizing me if we were to come under suspicion.
Right. That's deep enough. You, Berger, Quinn, give Hank a hand with the crates.
Yeah, sure. Here's the bag with the uniforms. I'll carry it with the crates. There. I'll do it.
And the shovel, too, Hank. Bury that as well.
I know it. I'm not stupid.
Good. Let's get this filled in as quickly as possible and move out of here.
About those crates. We filled the hole in such a hurry. It looked darker than the surrounding sand. Someone might see it.
It was only because the sand from below the surface was wet. That should dry within an hour or so. But we couldn't wait any longer. Fog was beginning to lift.
Yes, I suppose it was dangerous to have waited longer, but I still think you should have...
Shut up. Dive for cover. Quick. Lights over there. Going towards the beach.
It was a military truck. They found us out. We're probably surrounded.
Shut up. You're crazy. How could they know?
Where would a military truck be going at this time of night?
Where the hell do you think? To the beach, that's where. The boys informed on us. I told you we should have killed him. Now we will never get out of here.
For heaven's sake, stop sniveling and move. Keep moving, all of you. We're safe as long as we move. Are we safe, I wonder? Confound the luck. First the boy from the Coast Guard, and now military trucks. We've only just landed. Oh, dear God in heaven. How can so many things have gone wrong? So terribly, terribly wrong.
That was episode one of The Ninth Man. By John Lee. Adapted and directed for broadcasting in 25 episodes by Victor Magazine. You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world.